From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now, or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel. They call me Ben. We're joined, as always, with our super producer, Andrew Triforce Howard. Most importantly, you are you. You are here. That makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. Oh, hold the phone. Super like us. Throw us a rose. Whatever you must do. We're so glad you're here. This is part two of a two-part series on the Illuminati of online dating. And guys, with the magic of editing, we're not quite sure where this episode picks up, are we?
No, but we're going to find out in just a moment.
Joining our show already in progress, in media res, you know the one. Here it goes.
Yeah. Thanks for swiping right on the second episode.
Super like us.
Send us roses. Send us roses.
Traveling to see your fave sports team is cool, but traveling with Amex Platinum for the big game is even better.
Right this way.
With access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, you can skip the line. And with access to the Centurion Lounge, you can catch the next game on the way home. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Hi everyone, it's Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. We love this time of year. There's so much to celebrate.
That's right. Nobody does the holidays quite like today. All season long, join us for special performances with the brightest stars.
Plus, festive recipes to whip up the perfect holiday feast and great deals on the hottest toys and gifts for everyone on your list.
So join us every morning on NBC to make today your home for the holidays.
Can Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, help if I have chronic migraine? 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more?
Botox prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. Botox is not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. It's the number one prescribed branded chronic migraine treatment.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Running low on time? Let a shopper with Shipt same-day delivery go the extra mile to help you get more out of the holidays. More time building a beautiful brunch spread? Not shopping for it. Because you got groceries through same-day delivery. More time decorating the house? Not waiting in line. After all, you got lights from Lowe's delivered same day. More time prepping for the ugly sweater party? Not battling traffic. Because you smart cookie, you got Sephora delivered to your door. You can even send a shopper to PetSmart for treats and toys, leaving you and Duke with more time for Frisbee in the park. Yes, dogs and cats love ship same-day delivery too. So go ahead, do the things that matter most this holiday season. While you're living your life, a shopper with Shipt will update you as they shop to ensure you get exactly what you want. Because less time shopping means more time for what truly matters. Get more this holiday season. Download the Shipt app and start shopping today.
Back to our Atlantic article, there's a great quote that sums it up.
That's right. On April 21st, 1995, Kremen launched Match.com. Match was a free service supported by ads with the idea to charge for subscriptions when it grew. And there was only one way for it to reach that point. We need more women, Kremen shouted. Like, it's not literally. Storming through. No, he did. He shouted literally while storming through their basement office. It's a little, that's not,
everyone wants to go to a party where there's women.
It's not creepy at all. Yeah. Every woman means 10 guys join. He literally said this out loud, apparently, as well.
So let's talk about going to the club, guys.
In the club, we're all fam.
When you go to the club, you may have noticed that clubs will generally allow groups of women into the club.
Oh, it's good business.
Why do they have women's night, ladies' night, or whatever they call those things? They will then have big lines, generally of men waiting to get in, mm-hmm. and they will pay good money to go into that club. I think it's the exact same thing that begins to happen here when Match says, "Hey, let's make these guys buy access to this club," essentially, where there will be some women. The women know that men are willing to buy their way into this thing. They're committed to some extent. There's some buy-in to it, literally. So it's not just a bunch of random dudes showing up on
it
your
sort
computer
of screen. Raises the bar to entry, the barrier to entry. Yeah, yeah.
In your mind, at least, that's in right, some way.
Right. Again, we're coming from we're telling you Gary's mentality. Which is very heterosexual, to be quite honest, right? So one of the things that Fran does very well here, Fran Meyer, is she says we have to be inclusive, right? Everybody wants to meet someone. So how do we find those people? How do we connect them? And how do we make a little vigorous, you know, in the process? And it turns out the team was correct there. As we study the evolution of dating apps, as we study the evolution of Match Group through its various iterations, what we see is further inclusiveness such that it allows people to gather data about you. This organization is a dating app conglomerate today with millions of users and over 45 seemingly distinct brands around the world. And these brands, to your earlier points, guys, they use the same business model. They're freemium. They're based on subscriptions and those in-app, what do we call them in video games? Microtransactions?
Sure. Yeah. Microaggressions as well. No, for sure. In-app purchases, microtransactions, they don't seem like much at the time, but add it up over the course of your use of the app or the game, not to mention every user's use of the app or the game. That's big money.
Yeah. Look, I'll be 100 with you guys. I have not had the privilege nor opportunity to do online dating. I'm very excited about the gamification of the whole thing, you know, do a little super like or throw a rose or a bum. Whoa. Do you throw a Bumble?
I don't know about that. I think the issue though, Ben, or the what I've experienced is they're not upping your odds at all. Like it's really just kind of like preying on people who think that if they pay this extra cost, they're going to be more likely to get a match. And that's just not true, especially if you're kind of, you know, maybe not like some sort of traditionally attractive human being, which I think these are focusing on and geared towards, is folks that think this will give them an edge when in fact it's just not true.
Well, according to the creators, it's very true, guys. Well, the roses changed the game.
I don't know about that.
According to the folks that decided that you should pay for roses.
And they still call it a game. Sorry. Yeah. Too far, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it is. Yeah, it's so funny. It's just weird to hear the people who are in charge of these things, because there's, you know, there's a head of Tinder. There's a head of all of them, Hinge. but there's also a head of Match Group. Because it's all algorithm based, it's all algorithm run, and each one has its own algorithm, and each of the algorithms is built a little differently and is gamified in such a way. But you are so right. They will not call it a game. They don't. It is not that. This is very serious business. This is helping people find a partner.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. And that's their singular philosophy, right? Which leads us to the other part. Is this a monopoly? Match pretty much runs the online dating business. Like, they have what we call market capture. They own 2/3 of the dating app market easy in the West. You could call it a monopoly as the big fish in the pond here. We should have done a plenty of fish
for
joke.
Sure. I just kind of feel like with business these days, the question of whether or not something is a monopoly is almost like missing the point, because it just feels like it's so rare for regulating groups and government organizations to truly go after and bust up monopolies anymore. And if they do, it seems to be kind of like a gesture to show that we mean business. But at the end of the day, like, so many things are monopolies. Like, MasterCard and Visa are monopolies, you know? I mean, the term, it just seems to be changing and becoming more and more amorphous and hard to pin down, or at least in terms of like what regulations actually exist. So I would say, yes, it's definitely a monopoly. But does the government care, or does anybody really care?
That's where we go into this. And I'm glad you brought this up, because again, it's the old parable of the grocery store aisle. You're looking for a box of cereal and you see this vast panoply on aisle 11, aisle 12, whatever. Tell us your aisle for cereal. You see all these things that look to be distinct brands. They're ultimately owned by a handful of huge corporations. Match Group is the hidden hand on the dating apps, on 2/3 of them, easy. Again, now, to your point, Noel, we might rightly wonder why there's no antitrust action going on. That's because, according to the federal government of the United States, it is not illegal to obtain a monopoly through the use of superior products, innovation, or business acumen, whatever that means, so long as you are not engaged in criminal activity. And Match got to where it is by aggressively acquiring other companies, brands in the online dating space, but they weren't really doing anything that any other company wouldn't do.
Sure. You know? They were just kind of first to market. And then, like many big organizations like that are first to market, they have the power to buy up all of their competitors and then put them under their umbrella. Surely we see that with Facebook and them buying up all the apps that could potentially compete with their business, or to fight against their main flagship app, Facebook, for example, becoming increasingly irrelevant. So they've got, you know, Instagram to lean on.
Yeah, well, in the case of Match, they saw Tinder doing something different. They're like, oh, wow, that's crazy. We need to acquire them. And then Hinge came along. They're like, oh, we're the Tinder killer. And they're like, oh, let's get that. And then they still have the campaigns like Hinge. It's not like Tinder. Get Hinge. It's so different. Get Hinge. But then you get on Hinge and then it's all the same users that are on Tinder and you're matching with the same people on a different app.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, what is happening?
It's sort of like giant beverage companies buying up little mom and pop breweries and giving the illusion that you're getting some sort of bespoke handmade product. And maybe it still is. I mean, obviously they change the formulas oftentimes, but you really are just still paying upstairs to Bevco or whatever, whatever the frick, you know what I'm talking about, Bush or what have you.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the one.
InBev, yeah. Shout out Yum Brands. Shout out our earlier grocery store cereal example. We also know the antitrust conversation would go a different way if Match was supplying what would be considered an essential service in terms of national security. So make no mistake, if this single corporate entity controlled two-thirds of the world's fossil fuels, you know, there might be some conversations, some very different ones. Shout out aside, hope you have a good time with your roommate Snowden.
Yeah, I hope we have a good time with, I don't know, ISIS.
Yeah, right. I mean, this conversation.
Hey, Free Syrian Army is what they're showing.
100. Exactly. I mean, this whole conversation, though, about monopolies and the effects that they have on consumers, there's a million different ways to slice it. And you're absolutely right, Ben. You know, compared to something like fossil fuels or, you know, armaments or what have you, you know, I mean, dating, you know, owning the dating world online seems comparatively frivolous, right?
Well, yeah.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Hi, everyone. It's Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. We love this time of year. There's so much to celebrate.
That's right. Nobody does the holidays quite like today. All season long, join us for special performances with the brightest stars.
Plus, festive recipes to whip up the perfect holiday feast and great deals on the hottest toys and gifts for everyone on your list.
So join us every morning on NBC to make today your home for the holidays.
Can Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, help if I have chronic migraine? 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more?
Botox prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. Botox is not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. It's the number one prescribed branded chronic migraine treatment.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Running low on time? Let a shopper with Ship same-day delivery go the extra mile to help you get more out of the holidays. More time building a beautiful brunch spread? Not shopping for it, because you got groceries through same-day delivery. More time decorating the house? Not waiting in line. After all, you got lights from Lowe's delivered same day. More time prepping for the ugly sweater party? Not battling traffic. Because you, you smart cookie, you got Sephora delivered to your door. You can even send a shopper to PetSmart for treats and toys, leaving you and Duke with more time for Frisbee in the park. Yes, dogs and cats love Ship same-day delivery too. So go ahead, do the things that matter most this holiday season. While you're living your life, a shopper with Shipt will update you as they shop to ensure you get exactly what you want. Because less time shopping means more time for what truly matters. Get more this holiday season. Download the Shipt app and start shopping today.
This is Joel.
and I am Matt. We are with the How to Money podcast. So Joel, you took a trip with your girls this past fall to Washington, D.C. And of course, you stayed at an Airbnb.
Of course we did. We had a blast in our nation's capital. Staying at this Airbnb in the Capitol Hill neighborhood, it made everything about this trip so much more relaxed. Plus, it helped us save money, which you know I love. We had a full kitchen. We cooked breakfast together every morning before heading out to see the sights. My girls, they loved our adorable historic apartment. And our host made us feel like we were home while we were traveling. And it got me thinking, why am I not creating this experience for someone else by hosting on Airbnb too?
You really should, man. Yeah, I cannot recommend it enough. I loved hosting with Airbnb because it's easy and it was a great side hustle to earn some additional income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we've returned. So this logically brings us to another question. Given that Match owns so many things, do they have a consistent, to your question, Matt, do they have a consistent philosophy and strategy across all these different dating services? Put simply, does Match actually want its users to meet what they would see as success? Like, do they want you to fall in love? Does that mean leaving the app? Is romance, true romance, not the movie, the actual experience, is it bad for business with Match?
Wasn't Hinge's like whole like sales pitch was that, I think we want you to quit? Like, is that right?
Yeah, Hinge advertised itself as the dating app designed to be.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so. But
until your boyfriend gets really busy and then just load it back up on your phone again and see what's
up. But just to your point, Ben, like that people are already thinking this. Therefore, they were like, okay, we need to combat this, you know, from a marketing standpoint. So the fact that this is like already on people's minds probably, I think, is really indicative of the trends.
It's a real bag of badgers. You know, it's well and good for consumers to log on to an app, to create a profile, find the love of their life. But the truth is, dating services make more consistent money when their users return, when they keep coming back. That's why you see what you were talking about, Matt, the gamified elements across these apps, the notifications that want you to always be plugged in. That's why you see the freemium model. Like, yeah, you get a free profile. You know, post a picture of you holding a big fish. You know what I mean? High-fiving. Who's a celebrity now? I don't remember.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Here's a picture of you high-fiving Shaquille O'Neal.
Good that luck.
Means
yeah.
That means you're tall. You know what I mean?
Giant that's hands. Dope. Otherwise, you look like tiny baby hands. That would maybe not be the best picture to post.
But then if you want to, even if you are high-fiving Shaquille O'Neal while you guys went fishing, you still are going to be pushed to pay money at some point to get your super likes or, you know, your super swipes. God, I sound old. To get a higher visibility profile. Oh, or importantly, to get the ability to message people who have not shown interest in you.
Yeah, but that, how weird. I didn't even know that was a thing. And you'd think that the women on the apps wouldn't want that. That would not be good.
It's called DMing, right? That's still a thing, but that's on Instagram, right. I think.
Yeah, you're sneaking into those DMs, but you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Daddy moment.
100%. Yeah.
Sneak in, man.
Yeah, just sliding into those DMs, you know. But again, that just seems to go inherently against the whole philosophy that made women be down with joining these apps in the first place. So it's sort of like moving the goalpost a little bit, you know, by adding some of these extra features.
Well, yeah, because we need engagement, baby. Just a different kind than you were maybe thinking about when you downloaded this app.
I will pay someone to validate me with an emoji. Just hit me with a thumbs up.
I remember what I was going to say. It just reminds me, too, of the way that all social media apps, at the end of the day, these are social media apps, have gone with, like, you know, big users, big celebrities that have a gazillion followers. Mm-hmm. Every one of their followers doesn't see every one of their posts, and they're you know, these companies like Facebook and whatever, TikTok, I think you have to like pay in a little bit to make sure your post gets wider distribution. You know, you cannot expect that just because you have 500,000 followers that every one of those followers is going to see your post. You're kind of getting, what's the word, a shadow banned or whatever. Maybe that's the more extreme version, but this is very much a thing just in social media in general.
Yeah, yeah. It is a dopamine casino and perhaps a dangerous one. We know to the earlier point about what we would call being platform agnostic. I love what you're bringing up here, Noel, because we see that habitual users of dating applications tend to have more than one app. If someone has a Tinder, they have another thing. If someone has a Bumble, they have another thing. And the reason they have this is because the popularity of this stuff moves with the fickle mercurial herd. The field of dreams only works when there are other people on the baseball field. So when you're in a dead dating app, you feel kind of dumb. You feel like you're wasting your time. So you go to the next one. And this is something that is easily leveraged if you own 2/3 of the dating apps. Now you have a consumer, not once, not twice, but multiple times. All the money goes to you. Match makes money either way, as long as you keep using it. So for, you know, for some people looking for, let's say, a consistent string of less committed encounters, this is a win-win. Of course, you're going to keep using these apps because when they work, it's the best way to find a new partner time after time. Time after time.
Yeah, and find a new strain of gonorrhea.
Ooh, no, what, Matt?
In a quick way. there's crazy statistics about cases of gonorrhea in the United States and chlamydia and syphilis and just sexually transmitted diseases. And I wonder if the hookup culture has anything to do with it.
Probably not.
Or senior living facilities. I was about to say,
Ben, that's very much a thing. Dude. Yeah.
Shout out the Villages.
Oh,
we're going to leave that.
And
one there.
Every single cruise ever.
Because you've been on cruises.
Oh, I love me a cruise. A little upside down pineapple. They banned those. I can't do that anymore.
What?
You
know they banned the upside down pineapple?
Is that exactly what it is? What is that?
I think it's a swinger thing. No, that's definitely a swinger thing.
Yeah.
Welcome. Come on in. Come on in to this room. We've got
leave your keys in the bowl.
Yeah. We're open to suggestions.
Accent on the open. Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
No, open like open relationships. No, I wasn't being,
yes. No, you're right. Yeah.
Wasn't being gross.
It just worked. It worked on both levels. Works. That's all.
Yeah, it was brilliant. This part of the episode is brought to you by Disney Cruises.
Those are the worst.
Oh. Oh, that's very not upside down pineapple.
Or the best. You're right.
Okay. Or the best. Good save, Matt. We got to think about the economics at play. So these dating apps are ultimately part of for-profit companies, which means that every time a couple successfully meets on a dating app, and, you know, they run and have their wild romance. They have their happily ever after. They leave that dating app, which means that for-profit entity has lost 2 customers minimum. If we're going upside down pineapple rules, they maybe lost 6. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To an earlier joke we made off air. The companies are aware of this. You know, not for nothing does Hinge advertise itself again as the dating app that is designed to be deleted. But we have to ask, how do these applications thread the needle, right? How do they toe the line of remaining attractive to consumers, appearing to help people, and at the same time ensuring some percentage of those people will stay in the environment long enough to help the bottom line? That's pretty, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
Well, it makes me think of a situation I've heard, and I wonder how common it is, and maybe if you guys have heard of this or experienced this thing that occurs, and again, I'm only going off a Reddit post, guys, so I really have no idea, where, let's say there's a relationship that started from an online dating service, like one of these apps, right? And it's going okay. Several months in,
things seem to be pretty great. But for one reason or another, it's either becoming a little, not boring, that's not the right word, a little old hat to be with the same person in the fifth month or something.
And predictable.
Yes. And as a relationship begins, that's kind of one of the things that occurs. And scientifically, psychologically, once, you know, that what they call the honeymoon period kind of ends or is tapering off and a relationship, a true relationship begins, there's this thing that I've seen where people will jump back on the apps, not necessarily to go on a date with somebody else, but to get that hit of, oh, other people still think I'm attractive. Other people like me. People will talk to me and converse with me like this. Mm-hmm. So that you get that, you get the dopamine hits, but you also get that, I don't know, whatever that thing is that feels like you're getting validation from others. Like, I'm still special, yeah, even as my relationship that I'm building is kind of slowing down a little bit.
Get that scratch behind your ears, right?
Well, yeah, and it makes me feel like it's something that is a part of culture, seeping into culture, where you want or we need that validation in some way from other people who are potential, like, sexual mates who are not in our immediate circle or in our relationship.
And this is going to lead us to an interesting place, because we'll see that folks who are kind of relegated to the concept of Gen Z are tending to reject online dating just for this reason, because they're feeling that they themselves are gamified. I'd love to bring up, credit where due, Greg Rosalsky over at Planet Money from NPR leads us to a larger disturbing trend, which we'll see to the point about Gen Z and the wholehearted, or I guess the disturbing trends for online dating industries. Greg notes a journalist called Cory Doctorow, who says that online dating is suffering from an online industry-wide trend called in-shitification.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear what that means.
Yes, yes. Greg writes, basically, Doctorow says tech platforms start off trying to make their user experiences really good because their first goal is to try to become universally popular and achieve economy of scale. Over time, they inevitably pursue their ultimate goal of making money, which ends up making the whole user experience in
podcast.
Oh, what?
You see it across industries. Yeah, and I appreciate that. We have to point out there are critics of podcasting and streaming services overall who have noted something similar, particularly with the proliferation of ads. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it, guys. That's true.
It's true, and it's not something that folks who are part of larger organizations have any control over.
Wait, like the three of us?
No. Yeah.
Hey, four. Andrew's here. So in a real free market, though, in a truly free market, the adherents of the dismal science, which is the street name for economics, they would argue the answer to these problems would be to just pull up your tent stakes and go to a competitor, right? Like, if you don't like the way one person is making your hot sauce, go buy hot sauce somewhere else. You get tired of Tinder, you go to Bumble. You get tired of Bumble, you go to Hinge. The problem is, this is not hot sauce. There are fewer and fewer actual competitors out there, right?
Yeah, this is all, it's all been Tabasco the whole time.
Tabasco, the Kaiser Soze of hot sauce.
Still one of my favorites.
It's a good one. Classic formula. No complaints here.
So we have to ask then, why are there not new dating apps taking over the scene? Are the old tried and true powers of monopoly, are they preventing the growth of new things, similar to the way older, larger trees block saplings from getting sunlight? Match does not think so. To the earlier point, Match says, our goals are perfectly aligned. They say, look, we get invitations to weddings from people who used to use our apps all the time. Like our
corporate board of trustees get invitations to weddings? How do they even reach
them?
They do. Well, I don't understand. That's oh my goodness, that sounds like some horse shit.
That's what they say, though. That's what they say. And they said, hey, also, if a happily married couple just so happens to encourage their single friends to hop on the merry-go-round, the dopamine casino of online romance, well, that's a win-win for us. De Niro.
Of course. And I just thought this might be a good time to point out as well that, you know, this is an industry, maybe perhaps due to the acidification that you're talking about, Ben, that's in decline. There's even a term that's floating around online called the Bumble Fumble. There's a really good article on The Guardian says Bumble Fumble online dating apps struggle as people swear off swiping. Online dating industry in crisis as shares fall and nearly half of all users report negative experiences on the apps. That includes things like getting scammed, you know, talking to bots. Shares in Bumble crashed 30%. This article came out in August of 2024, by the way, that month, August, after a really bad earnings report came out. Match Group, the one we've been talking about mainly, owners of Tinder and Match.com, OkCupid, Hinge, and others, also have reported a decline in total number of paying users for 7 straight quarters. And the Pew Research Foundation reported that nearly half of all online users and more than half of female daters say they experienced very negative outcomes.
Hmm. Well, if you look at the, if you go, I've got Yahoo Finance up, guys, just looking at Match Group Incorporated or MTCH. And you can really see back in 2017, as the stuff that we've been talking about, all of these different apps begin populating and matches acquiring all of them. You can see its stock price goes from like $30 all the way up to upwards of 150. So $156 per share. And then plummeted back down to around 40, now like 30 something per share. And that only, you know, that was a span of 5 years where it was that thing you're talking about, Ben. They shitified once they had it, you know, on lock and enough users, and then everybody went.
And I think as people start to experience that in shitification effect, it starts to create a backlash where maybe while this when it first started seemed like a really great solution, now it's starting to seem like more of a problem than a solution. And I think people are starting to advocate for more IRL dating and just meeting people the old-fashioned way. There's always a backlash like that when technology gets this like kind of stranglehold, right?
Mm-hmm. And look, we're not saying that no one ever has gotten married off of a dating app. We're not saying that no one ever has written to the authors of an app like this or a dating site and said, hey, we want you to come celebrate our nuptials. But we are seeing the trends of monopolization hold true in pretty much every single market where monopolies are allowed to flourish, no matter what it is. Online dating, not an exception. Many people new to the idea of these apps, they may have little to no concept of how big this operation has become, how many seemingly distinct apps are really just cuddly tentacles of a massive corporate entity. Aww. Out there in the deep. Aww. Pulling your money ultimately to the same place. And that's where we have to point it out. Longtime fellow conspiracy realist, you know what we say about informed consent.
It's good.
That's our stance. That's our hard stance on that. We'll pause for a word from our sponsors.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Cosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Hi, everyone. It's Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. We love this time of year. There's so much to celebrate.
That's right. Nobody does the holidays quite like Today. All season long, join us for special performances with the brightest stars.
Plus, festive recipes to whip up the perfect holiday feast and great deals on the hottest toys and gifts for everyone on your list.
So join us every morning on NBC to make Today your home for the holidays.
What is chronic migraine?
It's 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more. Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Ask your doctor about Botox.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Running low on time? Let a shopper with Ship same-day delivery go the extra mile to help you get more out of the holidays. More time building a beautiful brunch spread? Not shopping for it, because you got groceries through same-day delivery. More time decorating the house? Not waiting in line. After all, you got lights from Lowe's delivered same day. More time prepping for the ugly sweater party? Not battling traffic. Because you smart cookie, you got Sephora delivered to your door. You can even send a shopper to PetSmart for treats and toys, leaving you and Duke with more time for Frisbee in the park. Yes, dogs and cats love Ship same day delivery too. So go ahead, do the things that matter most this holiday season. While you're living your life, a shopper with Shipt will update you as they shop to ensure you get exactly what you want. Because less time shopping means more time for what truly matters. Get more this holiday season. Download the Shipt app and start shopping today.
This is Joel. And I am Matt. We are with the How to Money podcast. So Joel, you took a trip with your girls this past fall to Washington, D.C. And of course, you stayed at an Airbnb.
Of course we did. We had a blast in our nation's capital. Staying at this Airbnb in the Capitol Hill neighborhood, it made everything about this trip so much more relaxed. Plus, it helped us save money, which you know I love. We had a full kitchen. We cooked breakfast together every morning before heading out to see the sights. My girls, they loved our adorable historic apartment. And our host made us feel like we were home while we were traveling. And it got me thinking, why am I not creating this experience for someone else by hosting on Airbnb too?
You really should, man. Yeah, I cannot recommend it enough. I loved hosting with Airbnb because it's easy and it was a great side hustle to earn some additional income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we've returned, diving in to the Illuminati of online dating. Bonus points to Greg, by the way, for freestyling a possible solution to the dating app dilemma. What if there was an app, and this is Greg's idea, I'm not going to steal his idea. What if there was an app that only got paid when users successfully match and then leave the app? What if that is the freemium? What if you only pay when you meet
that's
success?
Called putting your money where your mouth is. What that is?
It's not
no, of course
happen.
Not.
Well, the thing is, how do you enforce it? Because everybody would just say, "Oh, I never found a match. Come on, honey, let's
yeah.
go."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like when Uber drivers they don't get shown where they're supposed to drive their customer to until they do the pickup, and then some of them will actually cancel the ride and just get paid by the person individually off app. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, and a little bit hard to track or enforce.
Whoa. Yeah. Maybe we have an Uber episode on the way as sure. well. We have to say it. guys, we have to say it, folks. The creators of Match and all the employees working there, past, present, and future, they are not supervillains. We assure you, there is no one waking up gleefully dancing at the idea of ruining a relationship so they will have a user spending more money to mend their broken heart. The business depends upon being able to point to success. It's kind of like the dealers. I was thinking about this. It's like the dealers at a Vegas casino. They're obeying the rules of a game that the users agree to play. So whether you're swiping right on Tinder, whether you're doubling down on, like, you know, an 11 or something, well, I don't know how blackjack
sure,
works.
Yeah, you do. You're pretty good at it. But it also benefits the house for people to witness somebody striking it big on one of those machines. They got to pay out, you know, legally. That is definitely a casino regulation that they have to pay out a certain amount of time. We've talked about this on the show. But that is also a big moment where someone walking through the casino sees that happen and says, that could be me. So if there weren't some success on these apps, they'd be worthless. And that was, you know, maybe more in line with the creation of the app that got people on board. And now that shitification, I got to keep saying it, such a great word, has really led to decreased success stories and has led to a kind of an exodus of these users.
Yeah. It's just, it for me, it's been kind of terrible just that they even exist. But I wonder if it causes any other types of anxieties that I'm not thinking about.
It does create a certain throwaway culture of relationships, you know, as kind of like, well, if this one doesn't work out, I'm just back on the apps. And the fact that that app is there in your mind, and I think reasonably so, you're thinking, well, she's just a swipe away from replacing me.
Yeah, well, and with those apps, as we said, they want engagement. So all they really want is for you to be talking with people, messaging people, and engaging in some other way with people. It doesn't mean they don't get anything if you actually go on a date, ever. Right.
There's no way of even tracking that. There's no box to tick saying date, achievement unlocked or whatever. You get a gold star. It's not a thing.
They get something if you either paid for something or if you saw an ad, which just means you're going through different screens on the app.
It's a social media platform. That's what it's just a little more insular and a little more like not just open to the public. And again, you know, on Instagram, you can have a private profile. So there are ways of doing that as well. But let's make no mistake. These apps are social media platforms. They're just of a different flavor.
I appreciate that point. I'd also like to give, if we could, take our hats off. We're an audio show, so everybody imagine us taking our hats off. In commemoration of all our friends, our bros, our sisses, our loved ones who thought Tinder would solve their problems. I want to give a special shout out to the multiple friends of mine who got super into online dating. And I'll give an anonymous shout out here. One person described it to me as an actor in the Atlanta area as an unending series of auditions. And sometimes you end up asking yourself, why am I at this audition for a part I did not want to play?
Dude.
And that is a pretty poetic summation.
Absolutely.
Of the dopamine casino, I would imagine.
I completely agree. And I think I just sort of glossed over it. But in that article in The Guardian, there was another stat that said that around 50% of users of these types of apps that they polled have felt as though they were targeted by some sort of scam. And I just wanted to point out that I maybe mentioned this before. I was on jury duty here in Atlanta a year or two ago, and I didn't actually get picked, but I got to the point of like selection where they kind of give you a little bit of a rundown of the case. And it became very clear that it was about a robbery and kidnapping that took place when someone swiped on a dating app and that person was targeted and robbed and taken advantage of in pretty horrific ways. I did not actually get to be part of the trial, but I got enough of the information to realize that was the case. And if I'm, in my limited experience with this kind of stuff, ran across a case like that, I'm sure there's a heck of a lot more of them.
Mm-hmm. And we hope those people are okay. There are so many other controversies we have yet to get to involving cases of assault, involving incredibly heinous things up to and beyond murder. This does happen in this strange casino. We'd like to give a special thanks again to the fantastic work of the good folks at Land of the Giants, Dating Games, episode 2 in particular. That podcast dives deep into the backstory of Match Group, so please check out their work for more information. Free wherever you find your favorite shows. We're not paid to co-sign this. We just think they did very good work.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Sanjita and Lakshmi who hosted that. Again, we went through the entire season 7. Very, very good.
And here at the very end of 2024, as the humans call it, should you, like so many other people on this planet, be looking for love online or in person, we wish you the best without reservation. Please remember, there is one honest God solution to the idea of finding true love. Learn to trust and love yourself. Do your best to be the kind of person that you one day could love.
And set boundaries.
It sounds a little Hallmarky, but I think it's true, you know, and that's part of love. I don't know. Here we go. It's a two-parter, so find us, you know.
Definitely agree with you, Ben, and Matt as well. Boundaries are very, very important, whether you're online dating or dating IRL or just even with your friends. You know, it's something that I think cannot be overstated, how important teaching people, as Ben, you taught me this expression, to how to treat you and not accept anything less than what you deserve.
And this is the end of our two-part series on the Illuminati of online dating. We want to hear your thoughts. We hope this finds you well amid grand adventure. We hope that you are doing your best to be the kind of person that you can love. And to set some boundaries, we have three ways you can contact us: on the internet via email, on telephone lines, and then on just the regular onlines. We're not on Farmers Only anymore. I had to pull out of that one.
I traded in my farmer's hat for a beanie that I'm wearing right now, keeping my skull warm. You can find us all over the internet, like Ben said, at the handle Conspiracy Stuff, where we exist on Facebook. We have our Facebook group, Here's Where It Gets Crazy, as well as on X, FKA Twitter, and YouTube, where we have video content for your perusing enjoyment. On Instagram and TikTok, however, we are Conspiracy Stuff, a show.
We have a phone number. It is 1-833-STDWYTK. When you call in, give yourself a cool nickname and let us know if we can use your name and message on the air. We highly recommend you put that number in your phone as a contact, just in case it gives you a little ring back. If you've got more to say than can fit in a 3-minute message, why not instead send us a good old-fashioned email? We are
the entities that read every piece of correspondence we receive. Be well aware, yet unafraid. Sometimes the void writes back. We love it when you email us. Send us more email. Send us more weird jokes. Send us your experiences in the trenches of online dating. We got your six. We got your back. We'll see you out here in the dark. Conspiracy at iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play. Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
State Farm and DJ Dramos from Life as a Gringo know making smarter financial moves today secures a financial freedom for a successful tomorrow.
In my family, one of the biggest points of contention was finances. And I know as I gotten older, I made it a promise to myself to say, I don't want to relive that. You know, hiring somebody to do credit repair for me, that was a gift that I gave myself that allowed me to then get my first apartment, then eventually buy my own home. Like, these are all things that are possible.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm, proud sponsor of My Cultura Podcast Network.
You wake up, put on your Ray-Ban Meta glasses. You're living all in. You realize you need coffee, so you say,
hey, Meta, how do I make a latte?
Brew 2 shots of espresso.
After Meta AI gets you caffeinated, you're ready for some beats.
Hey, Meta, play hip-hop music.
You head to meet some friends, but can't remember the place.
Hey, Meta, call Eva.
Ray-Ban Meta glasses, the next generation of AI glasses. Just say, hey, Meta, to harness the power of Meta AI. Shop now at meta.com/smartglasses.
Hate has been winning for too long. It's at an all-time high. And too many people are facing too much hate all over this country. To turn the tide, we have to stand together. As a united team, we can change the momentum. It's time to take a timeout against hate. Visit standuptoallhate.org to help. Join us in calling for a hashtag timeout against hate by following @whatsupwithhate or posting the blue square emoji.
Here's to the holidays. To baking cookies in matching pajamas, to decorating the house with paper chain garland, to gathering around the table for the holiday toast. Cheers. And the Chinette brand is here to share in the joy of it all. With the Chinette Crystal Collection, your holiday table is perfectly coordinated so you can achieve elegance with less cleanup, letting you focus on what really matters. Here's to the traditions that bring us together year after year. Here's to us, all of us. Find a local retailer at mychinette.com.